This week, there have been developments in two major stories we've been following. The officials planning for Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia are changing the way they talk about the event. But before diving into that, the disciplinary board of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which takes enforcement actions against attorneys in the state, is seeking a suspension of Attorney General Kathleen Kane's law license, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Kane is facing criminal charges. She leaked grand jury information. Losing her license could cost Kane the Attorney General's office. A spokesperson for Kane had no comment. Meanwhile, documents unsealed in Kane's case this week revealed that two senior prosecutors for Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams had pornographic email on their state computers when they worked for the Attorney General's office. WHYY's Dave Davies joins us now. Dave, this leaves Williams with a bit of a dilemma on his hands.
It sure did, Brad. And to set some context here, I mean, Kathleen Kane is in trouble facing criminal charges. I won't get into the case. It's just too complicated. But Kane blames the whole investigation into her on these two prosecutors, Frank Fina and Mark Costanzo. And in a document this week, she says they started the probe of her to prevent the world from discovering their dark secret. You know, lots of pornography on their state computers. Now, Kane's argument that they manufactured a case against her is not convincing. But the porn on those government computers is real. It's graphic, it's ugly, it's misogynistic. And their current boss, Seth Williams, said Wednesday he's going to have to take some time and study this to figure out what to do. It's been more than 48 hours. Now we're still waiting.
So what options does he have? What are the rules? Can you do nothing?
Legally, he can probably do whatever he wants. This is a tricky area. You know, most employers permit some personal use of workplace computers, and pornography itself is not illegal. But any reasonable person would agree it's at least inappropriate, especially, as the Daily News pointed out today, for people who investigate child abuse and sex crimes. I asked for the DA's office's policy on computer use Wednesday. I'm still waiting for an answer on that also. When these emails were unsealed this week, some of those who were involved are still employees of the state attorney general's office. And I spoke to the spokesman of that office, Chuck Ardo. He said that when the first batch of emails became public last year, senior staff of the office looked into the activities of many employees involved.
They reviewed the transgressions by staff and meted out discipline in accordance with the degree of the transgression. So discipline was meted out in a case-by-case basis.
And, Brad, you'll remember that some people lost their jobs then, including some high-ranking officials of the Corbett administration.
Dave Davies is senior reporter for WHYY. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Sure.
Turning from politics to popes, with less than a month to go until Pope Francis comes to town, a lot of talk centered on closed roads and bridges, security checkpoints, and other headaches. Now we're starting to hear a more positive message. Here to break it down for us is WHYY's Katie Culinary. Katie?
Well, here's what the messaging sounded like a couple months ago.
Be prepared to walk at least a few miles or more.
And here's what it sounds like now.
I come here today to say that now is the time for all of us to declare, I'll be there, because this is not a moment to be missed.
So that first clip was Mayor Michael Nutter back in June warning about major travel restrictions during the papal visit. And since that time, the anxiety has kind of grown among residents and business owners who've got lots of questions about how this is all going to go down. And Nutter was taking a more defensive tone in response to a lot of the media coverage about those worries. Fast forward to that second clip you just heard. That's Donna Crilly Farrell with the World Meeting of Families, the big event bringing Pope Francis and about a million visitors. And she's taking a completely different tone there. She was speaking at a press conference that they called earlier this week, announcing the new I'll Be There campaign, which appears to be a rebranding of the papal visit. Now, the traffic box where cars cannot enter after the restrictions are in place that weekend is being called the Francis Festival Grounds. SEPTA also called a press conference yesterday to talk about how easy it'll be to take public transit and to say passengers really won't have to walk that far, although it'll still be a couple of miles.
So there's still going to be restrictions, but there's this change in message. They're really trying to accentuate the positive, it sounds like.
That's right. So first of all, this idea that they're kind of doing a rebranding is something the event organizers would probably push back on. But secondly, it appears that there may not be as many people coming as they had been predicting. They're still estimating more than a million people, but they've admitted since the beginning that they really don't know how many will actually show up. Now, hotels have gone from being completely booked to having availability. Lots of people who expected to rent their homes to papal pilgrims aren't getting any takers. Suddenly, private bus companies, we're being told, have availability. So it's not totally clear whether people have been scared off by all the restrictions and the talks about the crowds and questions about, you know, how this is going to work. Or maybe this was bound to happen since most people will have a great view on TV and they're just deciding, not deal with the hassle. Let's just stay home. If you ask Mayor Nutter about this, he blames the media for writing what he says have been negative stories with misleading information. This appears to be an attempt to kind of take back that narrative.
And Katie, where can people go if they want to get more information on this?
Well, we've got a great FAQ on our website, which is newsworks.org/popeinphilly. And you can send us your questions by emailing me at kcolinary@whyy.org, or you can tweet me at Katie Colinary.
WHYY's Katie Colinary. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks, Brad.